107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is almost that time for the Stars of the Festival concert. Joining us on the phone line is Pat McKenna with Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts Stratford. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Jamie. Always good to talk to you.
Yes, you too, Pat. Good to check in. And yeah, it's almost that time for the Stars of the Festival concert for Friday. But before we get to that, let's take a look at the season that has been with the Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts. Quite a season.
It's been a very busy March and April. We had virtual entries in March, and we had live classes in April. And we tried a few new things this year, too. So it's been quite an interesting spring so far.
Okay, and what were some of those new things you tried? I know one or two of them, but what were some of those new things?
Well, we added some new categories to our syllabus, and we did a slight change on what the traditional finals used to be. So the new classes in the syllabus are: you tell us what you like to play or sing, and we'll create a class for it. So we had a solo drummer, and we had a solo ukulele player. So I'm going to add classes in those two instruments next year.
Well, there you go.
And another one was You Be the Judge, where the emphasis is on the participants to listen to one another. So there was no adjudicator for that. They were the adjudicator for one another. And I really believe that artists deserve to get paid for their artistry, so I handed out chocolate coins, and the chocolate coins were used to pay the other performers what they earned.
I love it. I love it, Pat. Chocolate coins. There you go. And the great thing with the Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts, just as you spotlighted there, certainly changing with the times are changing and coming up with new ideas, new ways of doing things.
Trying to, yes. We're trying to invite and make welcome more contemporary kinds of music and what especially young people are enjoying doing this year. But we also did a little variation on the traditional finals, which used to be just for one discipline. But now that we have people who can participate both virtually and live, it's not fair to expect somebody to show up for a second performance. So instead of having a final, I'm going to call them encores in the future. Anybody who came first in their class during the week was invited to perform a second time, and this year we used Revival House for this. And the restaurant stayed open for regular business, so the regular diners got a floor show.
Wow, what a great idea.
Over.
Yeah, and I like how you're referring it to like an encore show. I really like that.
Well, and that's really what the performers were encouraged to think of it as. The adjudicators had done their work. And we knew who had won their class and who had been recommended for trophies. And you can win a trophy even if you enter virtually. We just don't ship it around the world to live with you for a year. So what was nice about it is we got a variety concert out of it. Instead of just being purely voice or purely piano, we had all the smaller disciplines represented too. And they had a loud and enthusiastic audience. At the Revival House.
Oh, and a great venue for that. So let's now, that kind of really does segue into Stars of the Festival concert for this Friday.
Yes, so this is our finale. This is our wrap-up concert, and this is where the last handful of trophies are handed out, and these trophies go more to someone who has given an overall performance as opposed to something that was particular to a genre, to one category. And the people who did really well during the festival are invited to perform again. We're going to showcase our top winners. And we've tipped off a few people that they're going to receive something, so we'd like them to show up on Friday.
Excellent.
And there's no admission for this. This is giving back to the community. We'd like you to come and enjoy how well our emerging performers did. And it all starts at 7 o'clock on Friday at Avondale Church.
And Avondale Church, Stars of the Festival, just a wonderful wrap-up to the Stratford Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts. And Pat, certainly have to ask you about Anne of Green Gables. How did that all go?
That was the most wonderful experience for everybody involved. It turned out to be exactly the kind of evening that I hoped it might be when I dreamed this up. And I called the whole program the featured musical, and we chose Anne for our first year. And the big trick now is to figure out how to fund it for the second year, because this year we were very lucky to have the support from the Community Services Recovery Fund, who helped support a number of initiatives that we tried this year. And everybody involved with Anne, it's been described to me as one of those experiences that people will talk about years from now, because it had a transformative effect on the people involved. And I certainly hope that we can keep that tradition going.
I hope so. I've got my fingers crossed for that. In the meantime, Stars of the Festival concert for this Friday evening at 7 o'clock. Again, this is absolutely free of charge at Avondale Church. A great wrap-up and a great celebration of the Stratford Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts. And again, just a reminder for people, it's mainly young people, but not necessarily young people for the Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts, because the categories and the contestants or participants are becoming quite wide-ranging, shall we say.
Thank you, Jamie. That's perfectly correct. I call them emerging artists because a lot of people return to something that they loved to do when they were younger and just chose not to do it for a career, even though they could have. So emerging artists can emerge at any age, just like Grandma Moses emerged as an artist at an advanced age. And that was the wonderful thing about Anne. We had singers from 7 to 79 involved in putting on that concert. And the festival itself is for anybody who is learning an art form and would like feedback on it. And if you'll allow me to sneak in one other comment, we are absolutely thrilled that you're returning to be the host of our Stars concert this Friday.
Oh, well, it is my pleasure, of course, Pat. I look forward to it each and every year. And it really is a celebration of community. So there you go.
It really is. We want to get everybody involved. And what was truly wonderful about Anne, we had several families involved where kids and parents, and we had some grandparents involved, not necessarily with their own grandchildren, but we had every age involved in that concert, and it is not by audition. We didn't cast the show. We invited people to come and learn the score, and then we figured out, depending on who was sick and who was healthy, what. And we did that by sharing the songs so that anybody who wanted to try doing a solo had a couple of lines that were all their own. And that really built a team feeling that you had to be ready to help somebody else. And it was the most incredible experience. It really was. And I think anybody in the hall that night would agree with me on that description. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Well, we do hope to see you in the hall this Friday evening. That's the hall, of course, Avondale Church, for Stars of the Festival concert, 7 o'clock. We'll share the details. In the meantime, KiwanisFestivalStratford.com is the website for all of the details. Pat McKenna. Pat, again, congratulations with another successful Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts Stratford, and we will see you this Friday.
We look forward to it. Thank you, Jamie.